Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 1, The Joy of Union, The Ordeal of the Foreknowledge of Death, and The Heart's Grief and Pain, page 465 to page 466. Fate followed her foreseen immutable road. Man's hopes and longings build the journeying wheels that bear the body of his destiny and lead his blind will towards an unknown goal. His fate within him shapes his acts and rules. Its face and form already are born in him. Its parentage is in his secret soul. Here, matter seems to mold the body's life, and the soul follows where its nature drives. Nature and fate compel his free will's choice, but greater spirits this balance can reverse and make the soul the artist of its fate. This is the mystic truth our ignorance hides. Doom is a passage for our inborn force. Our ordeal is the hidden spirit's choice. Ananke is our being's own decree. All was fulfilled, the heart of Savitri, flower sweet and adamant, passionate and calm, had chosen, and on her strength's unbending road, forced to its issue the long cosmic curve. Once more she sat behind loud hastening hoofs, a speed of armored squadrons and a voice, for herd of chariots bore her from her home, a couchant earth vacant in its dumb muse, looked up at her from a vast indolence. Hills wallowing in a bright haze, large lands that lowed at ease beneath the summer heavens, region on region spacious in the sun, cities like chrysalides in the wide blaze, and yellow rivers pacing lion-maned, led to the salvas marched emerald line, a happy friend to iron vastnesses and austere peaks and titan solitudes. Once more was near the fair and fated place, the borders gleaming with the groove's delight, where first she met the face of Satyavan, and he saw, like one waking into a dream, some timeless beauty and reality, the moon-gold sweetness of heaven's earth-born child. The past receded and the future neared. Far now behind lay Madras' spacious halls, the white-carved pillars, the cool, dim alcoves, the tinged mosaic of the crystal floors, the towered pavilions, the wind-rippled pools and gardens humming with the murmur of bees, forgotten soon, or a pale memory. The fountains splash in the white stone-bound pool, the thoughtful noontide's brooding solemn trance, the colonnade's dream gray in the quiet eve, the slow moonrise gliding in front of night. Left far behind were now the faces known, the happy silken babble on laughter's lips, and the close clinging clasp of intimate hands, and adoration's light in cherished eyes, offered to the one sovereign of their life. Nature's primeval loneliness was here. Here only was the voice of bird and beast. The ascetic's exile in the dim-souled huge, inhuman forest far from cheerful sound of man's blood converse and his crowded days. In a broad eve with one red eye of cloud, through a narrow opening a green-flowered cleft, out of the stare of sky and soil they came into a mighty home of emerald dusk.